Creating images with the new generation, media for a culture of peace, is the theme chosen for the upcoming Cygnus World Congress 2013. Speaking on Monday at a press conference held at Vatican Radio, the president of Cygnus revealed also that the Congress will take place in Beirut from October the 20th to the 23rd. He said that Beirut, the capital city of Lebanon in the heart of the Middle East, is a city striving for social and political change whilst teeming with creative initiatives for dialogue, reconciliation and peace building. He said the choice of Beirut as the venue for the World Congress is in solidarity with the young voices of the city. Backing Cygnus in its task to engage with media professionals and support Catholic communicators in their mission to help transform our culture in the light of the gospel by promoting human dignity, justice and reconciliation, is the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, headed by Archbishop Claudio Mariacelli. I spoke to the Secretary of the Council, Monsignor Paul Tai, who says that his dicastery will partake in the ideas and creativity generated by the Congress. And speaking of the theme of the Congress, in which the creativity of the new generation is highlighted, he says there is much to be achieved through a real collaboration between the so-called new generation and those who have already years of experience in the field of media.
No, one of the things we've been talking about, as a convinced representative of an older generation, I have to do this, is that we're conscious that in general, in terms of understanding media and new media, there's need for what you could almost call a cross-generational dialogue. In other words, young people have an extraordinary amount to teach us about the new technologies, about their creative capacities, about their simply they've grown up with these technologies, they're natural, they're for them. You know, if I find some new technology or some new platform, I'm looking for the instructions, they just start using it. But equally, I think maybe as an older generation, we have a certain wisdom, at least I hope we have, in terms of we know a lot of things. For example, one debate we had recently was an interesting one, was the concept of friendship. For generation Facebook, friendship is sometimes understood more quantitatively than qualitatively. My generation, I think one thing maybe just from the experience of life is, there's no richer experience than that of a good friend. But a good friend is not something you necessarily acquire simply by going on Facebook. You may initiate it there and it may grow into something. But in other words, we'd be interested in questions like about a little bit of wisdom. How quickly should you make yourself known to another person? How much time should you give before expressing an opinion? So there are some of the classic communications questions, which are more qualitative questions that I think an older generation can at least raise and flag for a younger generation, and then in discussion maybe come to a richer understanding one of the other. I mean, I've learned from young people in particular, I was kind of the view you can only really do one thing at a time. I genuinely see that my nephews and nieces can multitask in a way that I would be disconnected, you know. I still find it hard to believe that they are effectively doing all of this, but they are. So, and at times then, I think, Dave, you're kind of saying to somebody, look, don't reply now. You're annoyed with that email. You're upset by that post. Just hold back. Count two. Or draft now and think about posting it or sending it in the morning. But sleep on it first. So, old wisdom. Yeah.
So true. So true. What you're saying about friendship is very interesting. Just finally, this World Conference that is coming up is supported by the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. Will you be delving into what comes out of it for your own work in the future as well?
Very much. It coincides with some of our work and some of the themes that are very important to us. Our job is, in a sense, to make links to and support and engage with and learn from people involved in media. Cygnus is great because it brings those people to us rather than us having to go out and find them individually. But at the significant thing, the theme which is on the importance of building for peace. I grew up in the Republic of Ireland, in the shadow of Northern Ireland, at a time when we had a lot of community strife and troubles, and very real troubles. And one of the big things there was the healing power of images, the healing power of words, the healing power of the capacity to get people, engage them imaginatively so they could escape from their own tradition and appreciate something about the other to build a joint future together. So for me, the fact that it's going to focus on the potential of media to build peace is fantastic. And it's something that I think will help to shape some of our own work. So to date, we've been very much focusing on the issue of the potential of new media to create a culture of dialogue, debate and respect. And this, I think, focalizes that. It's saying, well, if you can use media to focalize dialogue and respect and growth in understanding in a place like the Lebanon, then we can do it anywhere.
So you approve of choosing the Lebanon as
a... I think it's a very brave situation. It's a way also of the Catholic Church saying this is an integral part of who we are. The presence of Christians in the Middle East is very important to us. And not just in a sort of paternalistic way, but let's go and learn from them and see the riches that are part of these great, long-established Christian communities, sometimes maybe not getting the attention they deserve, and now maybe more than ever finding themselves in positions where they feel threatened.